I'm exhausted.
And I'm ready to go to Nashville.
And you're here with us on A Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast. Yep. We never really know how long to pause for those. So yeah.
It'll sound a lot better after I edit it.
But we are gonna be doing our second, I guess this would be volume two, teacher chat.
And teacher chit chat.
Was that
the? I don't know what that was, but okay.
I love it. It was support. You have my full support.
I mean, I already told you guys I'm very tired. My daughter was hacking her brains out last night. I didn't go to bed till about 3:30 in the morning. My alarm clock goes off at 6 a.m. I'm just running on fumes right now. My voice sounds extra crusty.
I just think it's very sultry. Is that a word?
I mean, yeah, it is today, if it's not.
I love that. Yeah, but we're going to do this little mini teacher chats. We are deciding that you guys liked these. We got pretty good feedback on them. Mm-hmm. 15 to 20 minutes and, you know, you're out the door.
Yeah, a little quick little bang bang.
Mm-hmm. So just any updates. I finished state testing. I have 14 days of school left and
14
not counting weekends. You have a lot more, don't you?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think I have 22 and a half.
There you go.
Something like that.
Well, and wedding planning is it's going kind of.
Girl, your wedding is next month. It needs to be gone. Okay, not going.
Yeah, I know, right?
The planning need to be gone at this point.
I agree. But yeah.
I don't got any updates over here. Actually, my kids finished their first week of state testing. They only had to test 2 days out of the week. So they finished ELA. So next week will be math, and then we'll be on to the many other assessments that they have to take in this month. We have to do dibbles. They have to do a math assessment. They have to do some survey.
Still do dibbles? I remember dibbles from when I was a kid.
No, we just switched. We used to do running records, but we do dibbles now because it's more efficient and takes less time to administer.
Yeah, I remember dibbles. It always made me super nervous. I think that's where my test anxiety stemmed from.
Yeah. I know. It's funny that you remember things like that. Don't ask me what I got tested on in the third grade. I don't know.
Well, we used dibbles. I remember being tested on that in like fifth grade.
Oh, child. I don't really remember fifth grade either. So, yeah, things were getting done, but Brantisha just don't remember.
Well, obviously you passed.
Yeah, I mean, good dirt.
So, because you out here teaching the youth of America.
I am.
So, but speaking of state testing, I feel like that was something that we were going to just kind of like chat about, like give our food for thought on, and really just talk about our experiences with state testing all in all.
I think it's dumb.
And we're out. You may leave now.
I just don't see the purpose of state testing. I don't understand why third graders have to state test. I get it. Oh, we need to see how proficient the students are. Like, isn't that the point of doing grades?
But also, like, how can you have data-driven instruction when the data comes back after the kids aren't yours anymore?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can use, but here's the thing. When you get the score back, it's not even organized by, like, standards. You get a composite score that lets you know if you were like below average, above average, whatever. Like, yeah. It's not, I don't even know how you're supposed to take it and use it for to drive your instruction when you don't even know what they really lacked on the test.
That's 100% true. Ours get a piece of paper back with they get scored a 1, 2, or 3, or 4, and they get a little bar graph.
Mm-hmm.
And those, and so in math, I can speak on math. So in math, you get tested on 4 domains. So like measurement and data, geometry, algebra, and number sense. And all that'll tell you is that like Ashley got a 4 in geometry, but a 1 in number sense. But like there could be 20 standards in number sense. And I'm like, okay, well, which one of these does she not get?
Oh, it's not. Mm-mm. It's definitely not that for ELA. I can't even remember. I think I remember the 1, 2, 3, and 4, but that's the extent of what we see. Like, I'm like, ooh, you got a 4. Ooh, you got a 3. Ah, like, that's good.
What does this mean? We don't know.
Like, that's wonderful. But like, as far as just the test itself, I just really don't think it's necessary until those grades where colleges really look at your, you know, grade. Like, no one's going to look back at your third grade Smarter Balance score. Ain't nobody going to see that shit.
Very true. Do you know, even as a 30-year-old adult, had no job ever asked me my GPA? None. Not a single job.
Like, it's just, it's foolish. And now, especially because of, like, COVID and everything that happened, like, requirements are like more lax to get in college. Like, you don't even, you know,
exactly.
I just really just don't see the purpose. You know, we're already aware that America's education system is a bag of poo compared to other countries.
Yeah.
And this is just one of the many things that we do that, like, other countries are like, we don't do that.
Yeah, like Finland. Wasn't it recently that Finland literally, like, put a side-by-side comparison of what they, like, they used to give testing, and they took away testing. They started paying their teachers more.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, what was the other thing? Oh, I can't even remember. And it was, like, their overall performance went up significantly. I literally will make that like the post for this, but it's just crazy. And I think too, here's the thing, is because teachers don't even know why they're giving the test, it's mm-hmm. hard for teachers to hype up the test.
Yeah.
How am I going to hype something up when I don't even know why I'm giving it? If the governor or whoever's in charge of our education system in the state of Alabama, if they mm-hmm. came down and were like, hey, here's what we do with the data, here's what we vote on, here's what we look for, here's what we don't look for, mm-hmm. here's how we determine XYZ. I feel like if I better understood the test, I could better hype it up.
Yeah.
Or hype it up better, I should have said.
Yeah. I took a different approach this year. We did like test prep, but I was just like, look, guys, all I want you to do is try your best. These are the mm-hmm. steps that you can do. We're going to go through some problems together. Like, it's just, I'm not, these kids are already lacking a lot due to them being the COVID kids, the kindergartners who missed that half a year. I'm not adding any more pressure to you when you're still trying to navigate what it is to have a conversation with a peer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm, look, do your best, baby. And that's good enough for me.
Well, and is it, does your state determine, God, whose state was it?
Mm.
It's some state. And if it's your state, please comment, because I would love to like pick your brain about this. But like, there is a state that if they don't pass their state testing, they don't progress to the next grade. Do you know how many kids we would have? Do you know how many kids we would still have in
eighth
grade?
Do you know what that class size ratio would be?
Oh my God.
Our classrooms are already overrun.
And then I remember when my friend Emily, luckily this did not get passed, but it was either a bill or it was a proposal. When she worked in one of the Carolinas, I can't remember if it was North Carolina or South Carolina, they were proposing a bill that state testing scores will dictate a teacher's salary. Comical. Comical.
Oh, gosh. I just, if you want us all to quit, just say that. You know, like at this point, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. Like the fact that, you know, this test is even on my teacher evaluation is bullshit. Like, this test don't determine shit except my students' anxiety. Okay? Like,
Yeah.
is very triggering.
Well, I also saw a thing on Instagram, and it was like, you have to report every single thing that happens within inside the classroom. If somebody coughs, that's a distraction. It needs to be reported. If somebody poots, it's a distraction. Somebody needs to be reported. Somebody snores, they fall asleep, whatever it may be. You report all of these things. They're called irregularities, right? And that's like by state law. But what we don't have to report is what happened to these babies before they even entered the building. What went on in their home the night before?
Mm-hmm.
What? How are those not? Why? Those are measurements. In my opinion, those are bigger measurements than my 6 foot, 300 pound student who was sucking his thumb when he fell asleep during the test and I had to wake him up. Like, let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, did these babies eat? What time did they go to bed? And who was there to monitor that they actually went to bed?
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
And I got some kids that work. Like, have jobs.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. We need to find a better way. Because I just, even in those younger grades, like third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Like, maybe once you get to middle school, cool. But, like, a third grader? That's just unnecessary. Yeah.
I personally, and I know I'll get backlash for this because to each their own. So take my opinion as my opinion only. Mm-hmm. I personally have enjoyed iReady because it gives kids the opportunity to progress on their level.
Mm-hmm.
I got a baby right now and he is my heart and soul, but that baby is not going to ever see eighth grade standards. Like, he's just not going to understand them, and that's not his level. But did I take him from a kindergarten level to a second grade level this year? Yes, I did. Did we high five and hug? Yes, we did.
I sure did.
Because it was his level, and he grew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. Why is a kid that grew from seventh grade to eighth grade praised more than the kid that grew from kindergarten to second grade?
Because it's... At the end of the day, it's a money thing, you know?
Yeah. Everything's a money thing.
It is. It is. And that's why our country is just so blacked up.
Like, yeah.
Y'all worrying about the wrong things. Like, if you would really listen to what teachers have to say instead of listening to these people who are in charge of the education system but can't even spell education system, like, what are you doing?
Honestly, if they would just like ask teachers majority of the things that go on in Congress and Senate and the White House, I feel like we could solve world hunger. Leave it up to teachers. We could solve all the issues.
We probably could. And I think at this point, it should be a requirement. If you were like the head of like the department or whatever, the education and the government, whatever the hell it's called, Department of Education, whatever. I feel like you have to have some type of education background.
I mean, wouldn't that make sense?
Anyone in any type of in any role dealing with the education system in America, you have to have some type, and not some type, like I feel like it needs to be extensive. Like, I feel like you need to have at least, I would say like 10 years of experience.
Inside a classroom
as a principal, something, a paraprofessional. You've yeah. still seen it. You know what I mean? You still... seen it. And I feel like 10 years is enough to see like the fluctuation and the changes. Because just saying like, oh, 2 years, like you're not going to see any major changes in 2 years unless it was the COVID year. Then you're exactly. like, you know, so.
And, you know, I'll tell you who I'm most disappointed in. And this has nothing to do with anything but her herself. I have been disappointed in Jill Biden.
You know what? I was just talking to someone about this the other day. I don't even know what this woman looks like.
I was so freaking excited that a former teacher, I just knew she was about to just come into the White House and like advocate the hell out mm-hmm. of us. Like just be like, I'm for teachers. I'm mm-hmm. here. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Like I've seen it. I've mm-hmm. lived it. I've done it. And then nothing.
I feel like Michelle Obama really set the bar high for first ladies because she was everywhere doing her thing, you know, starting initiatives, you mm-hmm. making appearances. And
she started, we still hold this program at our school. Like she started women in or girls in STEM, girls who code or something. Was it girls in STEM or was it girls in code? It was one of those. I mean, coding is in the STEM program, so they're one and the same. But, you know, we adopted all of that, and it was a big hit. I mean, just to, like, advocate for girls doing what society says is a male role.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just feel like Jill need to get on the good foot, because the fact that more hasn't been done for education.
Honestly feel like if she what kind of what is it, regressed?
Yeah, she turned into a recluse because I really don't see her.
Yeah.
And granted, I don't watch the news or anything like that, but
I
I
don't
remember
either.
on my timeline, like on Instagram, Michelle Obama, oh, Michelle Obama here, Michelle Obama there. Where Jill at? Because, baby, you're not on my timeline. You're not making the moves that us teachers need. And we were rooting for you. We were
We were.
all rooting for you.
Say it again, Tyra. Say it again.
Oh.
So she was my biggest disappointment. And, like, not even to get political, but like Ashley said, just like, advocate for your teachers. Like, we don't get a whole lot of say. So to
No.
have somebody advocate for us that has power is just it's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. I feel
So.
like major, and it didn't even have to be anything crazy. You know, I think the fact that, you know, teachers are paid differently depending on the state you live in, I think
Yeah.
that I think that's wild. And I get it that some states are, you know, the cost of living is more, but also why?
Yeah.
Why? Like, why
Yeah.
would I make more money teaching in New York than I would in Delaware?
We're doing essentially the same
We're
job.
doing the same exact job. And then also, why are there like 75 billion curriculums?
And why is it allowed?
You know what I mean? It just.
It's kind of like, those things that, they have to put it on the bottle and it's like not FDA approved. We need
Yeah.
something on all these curriculums that was like not I don't, teacher
Good.
approved.
Not
It wasn't
good.
good.
Garbage. It
Yeah. Do
just.
not buy.
And I understand like every state has different things, but I just think there should be no reason that if I want to move, I have to really be like, all right, so my pay is gonna drop this and da 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 da, and it's just it's too much. And the things that they're doing to try and like keep teachers is just so funny to me. I think there's a school in Arizona, and they're making tiny homes on their campus for teachers.
To do what?
To live there, and
Who's
teachers
living at the
only have
school?
to pay $500 in rent to live on
Who's
this
living at the
tiny
school?
home on the campus of the school where you work. Are you joking? Am I allowed to
No.
drink in my tiny home?
Where's my dog going?
Like,
Can
am
I
I
go let my
allowed to
dog
go
out on my
take,
lunch break?
right? Can I take a nap during my planning period in my little tiny home? And if I got kids, do my kids get tiny homes? Because I hope you don't expect me to be in a tiny home with my tiny children.
Because they ain't tiny for long.
Because that's a lot of close personal time for the three of us. Granted, love my babies to death, but you go to your room.
I have got to look this up.
Like, I was just like, that was your good idea. That was your,
Yeah.
ooh, this is gonna keep them. Like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, the 500 in rent, that sounds delicious. Okay, that sounds beautiful compared to what I'm paying right now in rent. My rent is damn near more than some of my friends' mortgage.
Yeah.
And that don't make no sense. I feel like there needs to be more things for teachers too. Like, if I am a teacher, I work for the state of Delaware. I should have a discount on rent. You know I get paid dog shit.
Oh, I
Like,
agree. I think that we should get and not to compare us to veterans, but like, everywhere you go, they're like, "Oh, are you a veteran? You can get a discount." I feel like nurses and teachers should also be grouped in with that.
yeah, and then everybody else is going, well, I'm a lawyer and I make smoothies for a living. I should deserve it too. Like, no, you don't.
Whoever was classified as frontline, they need to be the frontline still.
Yes, like that is it. Like, ugh, just
So
irritates me.
we had
Grinds
a
my
little,
gears.
yeah, that's our rant.
Yeah.
I need to figure out which school is building tiny homes, and Ashley has to get shut up. So let us know how you are enjoying teacher chats, and Ashley's gonna work on that jingle.
Yeah, because that one I gave you today was not, it was not
It
my
wasn't
best work.
Ashley.
It wasn't my best work. I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna have it
Yeah.
by the next teacher chat. That's a
I
promise.
think you, I think I believe in you. You got this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The
Yeah.
pressure is on.
Well, guys, we'll see you for a regular episode soon.
Yes, indeedy. So, just like always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.